Throughout the Yontem of Sukkot, when we bench, aside from Yalav Yavo, we add a line of Harachman. Harachman Yakim Lanu as Sukkas David Hanofalas, that Hashem should raise up the fallen Sukkah. And that's actually a pasuk from Amos. The pasuk tells us the end of Amos, by Yomahu, Akim Sukkas David Hanofalas. And the question is, what does this mean? What does it mean Hashem is going to pick up the fallen Sukkah? And the Maharal comments that it's strange, because really the better term would seem to be a house, that Hashem should one day, after all the bad, as Rashi says, that pasuk means, after all that has befallen the Jewish people, Hashem will once again stand up the fallen Sukkah. Why not the fallen house, rebuild the fallen house? The Maharal asks, what does it mean, the fallen Sukkah? The way Rav Amital, the great Rosh Hashiva and the Gush, used to explain it. The reason being that a house as strong and as sturdy and as stable as a house is, once a house is destroyed and it's rebuilt, it's a different structure. It's a different structure. It's a new house. It's a new building. A house that for some reason had to get destroyed and is rebuilt on that same property, it's a new home. However, a sukkah is not like a house. If it falls, it can be picked up. It can be rebuilt. And therefore, the Maharal is explaining that we, the Jewish people, are harachman u'yakim lanu asukas David hanofeles, not a bias hanofeles. Because a sukkah, the wind's going to knock it down, this is going to knock it down, but it's never going to be destroyed. It is never going to fall apart completely and will have to get rebuilt into something new. That is the same is true for the Jewish people. We're fragile, and at times in history, it's looked difficult, and we've been knocked down by this storm and that storm. But ultimately, it always rises back up, the Maharal explains. Rachmanu Yakim Lan Sukkas David Hanafels. On the Yontem of Sukkos, when we think about being exposed to the winds of the world, whatever that generation may be, whatever that harm might have been throughout history, whenever we are knocked down, we are reminded that Hashem will pick us up, and it's the same entity. It doesn't get destroyed. It doesn't get annihilated. It doesn't get wiped out. On Sukkot, we remind ourselves of the protection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu afforded us. Not only that He watched over us, but that our longevity, our eternity, our Netzach Yisrael, Lo Yishakir. So as we say this line the last few days of Sukkot, it should be a reminder to us, and with a sense of emunah, that no matter how much we might fall, Rachman Yakim Sukkas David Hanafeles, we will always get picked up, and we'll always be the same as we were throughout history.